Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of Adonai. Let the universe extol the glory of God. Apostles of our ancient faith, with all the heavens we sing your fame, whose sound went forth in all the earth to tell of Christ and bless his name. You took the gospel to the poor, the word of God aflame in you, which in our day is told again, that timeless word forever new. You told of God who died for us, and out of death triumphant rose, who gave the truth that makes us free, and changeless through the ages goes. Like sparks among the straw you ran, to set the universe ablaze, to kindle love of Christ our love, and take his peace on all your ways. Praise Abba, Word and Spirit blessed, whose gift is faith that never dies, a light in darkness now until the day star in our hearts arise. Amen. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. You, O love, are my shepherd. There is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures where you take me to rest. Leading me near calming waters, you renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me in the presence of all that I fear. You soothe my head with oil. My cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, I exhort the presbyters among you, as a fellow presbyter and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You will make them princes over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. You will make them princes over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. Your praise, O God, reaches to the ends of the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. You will make them princes over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation, through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet onto the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
You created all things and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. You gave us the Sabbath day to rehearse your reign. May we cease from work and reverence all that you sustain. You sent your disciples to extend your healing touch and good news to the whole world. May we be freed to reach out to all who suffer and lack hope for the future. You open wide your hand and satisfy the desires of all living things. May we share all that we have been given, so that all people and all creatures may flourish. You invited your followers to join you in a quiet place for prayer. May we stop the frenzy of our lives and sit with you each day. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. As we celebrate this feast, remembering your charge to Peter to use his gifts to lead and nurture your flock, fill us with your life and light, and give us the perseverance to serve you in your people and your creation all our days. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.